Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And joining us on the line right now is Sean Trendy, who is the senior elections analyst at realclearpolitics.com. This is the guy who crunches the numbers over at RCP, and every day I start my day by looking at Sean's work and trying to figure out what really is going on. Sean, I really appreciate you joining us here. And look, I know that at Real Clear Politics, you believe the best way to go is to take all the polls and average them together, and you get an average of polls, and that generally you believe is the way you get the most accurate look at what's going on. But dear Lord, sir, even you must say, what in the world is going on when you have polls that range from Trump being up by 1 to Clinton being up by 14?
Well, part of that is just the sampling error. I mean, these polls have error margins of 4 points, and they attach to both candidates. So having a spread of 8 or even 10 points isn't that unusual. But yeah, 14-15 point spread is unusual, and that's just different pollsters are seeing the electorate differently.
Yeah, and I mean, help me understand why it seems to be so dramatically different this time around. Why you see some that show, you know, that it's a pretty close race, and others that show it's a blowout.
Well, in 2012, it was pretty easy to model the electorate because you just kind of looked at 2008 and said, yeah, it's going to look pretty similar. But we have a lot of there's a lot of questions this time. What's African American participation going to look like without Barack Obama on top atop the ballot? If you think it's going to be the same, if you think it's going to be like 2004, well, there's 3 or 4 points difference right there. So it's a tough election for pollsters.
So in general, how are pollsters putting together their turnout model? What is the sampling ratios? Because I'm continue to see stories where so many of them are looking at an enormously high Democrat turnout, which, as you suggest, I think without the same kind of enthusiasm behind Barack Obama, that would be a foolish assumption, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's a foolish assumption. I think it's questionable. You know, we do have pollsters that are seeing African American turnout the same as 2012, or even like the Monmouth poll sees a little bit better. You know, some of the polls like Gravis tend to see more around 11% of the electorate being African American, and they're the ones that show a closer race. So that's not all of the variance that we see, but that's part of it.
I often hear about the enthusiasm gap, and that, and then another thing that I hear is that, you know what, there may be this factor that the people who are asked about whether or not they're going to vote don't want to admit that they might vote for Donald Trump, that they know he's a controversial figure and they just don't like saying it. But at the end of the day, that's exactly what they'll do. Have you figured that? How do you get at that number?
Well, one way to get at it is to look at the internet polls. And see if they show better numbers for Trump than the live interview polls, because people shouldn't have any problems lying to their keyboard,
or right,
at least not to the same extent as a person. And we don't see a difference. So I it's possible that's a factor, but I don't really think we have evidence of it.
So let's talk about some of the state polls that we saw released yesterday that definitely showed some tightening here, setting aside the national polls. First of all, actually, a larger question. Do you believe, as many people do, Sean Trendy, that the state polls tend to be out in front of the national polls, that the national polls tend to lag behind these smaller, more concentrated samplings?
Actually, it's the opposite. Because we don't get the same volume of poll in an individual state as we do national polls, the state poll averages tend to lag. But this time of year, when we're getting just inundated with polls, they're generally telling the same story.
So yesterday, a lot of headlines were made over three states in particular: Florida, which showed Trump up 2, Ohio, Trump up 5, I believe it was, and then in Pennsylvania, him behind 4. All of those within the margin of error. That's where these candidates have been spending all of their time, too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I don't think there's much disagreement that those are the, you know, to the extent there's going to be a swing, those are the states that Trump needs to win. If he wins the Romney state and then Romney states and then flips Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, he's president.
Let me ask you about a couple of polls that a lot of the Trump people have been looking at, and that is the Investors Business Daily, the IBD poll, and the LA Times poll, which have consistently showed stronger numbers for Donald Trump than have other polls. And I'm curious, I read your article about, well, you can't completely discount this. What do you read into the fact that these polls have consistently been much different than the other polls?
Well, especially, these polls tend to use different methodologies. Mm-hmm. They wait I don't want to get too far in the weeds. They use a different methodology that they believe makes for a stable, more representative electorate. The other thing is that, they see the electorate, they have an electorate that looks different. But at the end of the day, the LA Times poll, which was basically the Rand poll in 2012, ended up being the only poll that got it spot on. So I don't completely discount it. At the same time, you have one pollster's view versus 20 pollsters' views. You have some skepticism.
But didn't the IBD poll do pretty well as well last time around?
Yeah, the IBD poll has a good track record.
So what's interesting to a lot of people out there who want to see Donald Trump win this thing, they look at it, they say the LA Times, pretty accurate last time, the Investors Business Daily, many people say it was the most accurate poll last time. Why shouldn't we pay attention to them? And a lot of people say, well, you can't. You just can't.
But those seem to be the two that are showing Trump doing much better.
Well, that's not my answer. I mean, my answer is definitely not discount them. Mm-hmm. My answer is, look, we don't decide truth by committee, and sometimes the outliers are right, especially outliers with good track records. So, I put an asterisk on them. I mean, I pay attention. I know that they're at the end of the distribution tail, as we say in the biz. They were right last time.
Our guest is Sean Trendy, senior elections analyst at Real Clear Politics. We only got a minute left, but I'd love to ask you about the trends you're seeing with regard to Johnson and Stein here, the third and or fourth party candidates, now that we're about 13 days out.
Well, I think as you usually expect to see at the end of the race, their numbers are declining. They aren't declining as fast as we'd expect.
But can we tell where they're going?
Down.
Which candidates are they migrating to?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Stein is almost entirely taken from Clinton, and Johnson takes 50-50. So it's something of a wash.
Interesting. Okay. Mm.
All right. Well, listen, we'll know in a little less than 2 weeks, I suppose, won't we? Who was
maybe.
Right? Yeah, maybe. That's right. Sean Trendy with Real Clear Politics. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
I wouldn't be surprised if we check in with you once again before the election.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.